Ghana is hosting experts from 5 West African countries to compare notes on the effects of climate change on their countries. The experts have identified education and knowledge gap among the people as a major setback to the control of climate change. To this end, it was agreed that the remedy will be to initiate a mechanism that brings the topic home to the people. The experts also believe that lack of necessary funding hamper efforts to tackle climate change. Irabna Paha reports.
This fourth conference builds on the previous three in drawing experiences for Africa. It is coming at a time when the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change enters the next phase of negotiations with relations to the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. Participants at the three-day conference identified the lack of knowledge and education on climate change, financial constraints for developing countries, and the lack of political will, among others, as some challenges affecting the fight against climate change. Ghana's environment, science, technology and innovation minister Mahama Ayariga, however, thinks otherwise. He believes that climate change can be fought without necessarily spending money. He explains further.
I go around the world, I hear the debate about what should we do, what should we not do, who should pay, who should not pay, how much contribution should we make, how much contribution should we not make. Personally, I think it's a useless debate. The reason is simple. I'm not sure it costs that much to address the problems of climate change, except that we're just refusing to do the right things. There are many simple things that we could do to address problems of climate change.
The UN's focal person on climate change, Dr. George Manfo, asks world leaders, especially African governments, to show serious political commitment towards addressing climate change issues and find ways to mitigate its impact on the lives of the people. Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aite, said because the university places priority on climate change and its effects on socioeconomic development, it provided 500,000 Ghana cedis for the climate change working group of the university to partner the Noguchi Memorial Institute to undertake research into climate change. European Union, UNDP, academicians, PhD students and government officials are attending the three-day seminar.